of all, I suppose I'm delighted to see that we are in the scheme now. We weren't in the scheme up until a few months ago. I suppose we'll have to wait to see the formation of the new government to see exactly where we are on pyrite. We still have the concerns, and I suppose you see the 100% redress electing somebody down in Donegal. It just shows you the seriousness of the situation regarding pyrite and mica in the counties here in Sligo, Mayo, Galway, and it's spreading into other areas as well now here. What we need now is whoever is in government needs to guarantee 100% redress, because that's the only way we need to see that happening for the families. As I says, there's still a lot of concern out there between we have people that have houses now that they can't live in anymore. They're coming out of them houses. We need to make sure that the scheme is put in place and it's the right scheme. The government before this, between there was amendments that we looked to see could we improve the scheme. Unfortunately, they didn't look at that. So I think new government coming in definitely needs to have a serious look at this. And as I says, there's a lot of people around the country depending on the new government that comes in that will look serious at the 100% redress and make sure that these people don't suffer anymore.
And Councillor, that's it, I guess, because you're no stranger to the issue. You've seen these homes, you've seen the families affected by it, so you know how important it is on the ground. But, and like you're saying, it's great to see this swell of support for it as well, that they're getting, that the party is getting members elected. But like you're saying there, it really just comes down to what government policies are going to be and what this new formation of the government will do in terms of the 100% redress.
That's exactly it. I mean, we need a commitment. As I says, there was a document given put out there. It's the people's document that highlighted a lot of issues where they had concerns with the scheme as it stands at present. And governments need to take on board that. They need to give a commitment that they will look at this people's document. They will implement a lot of the stuff that's in it, because it says at the end of the day, this document is coming from people that are in houses that are affected by pyrite or mica across this country.